faces will go. Faces, faces will go.
Faces, faces, faces at the window.
Providing comedy for all.
At this time of year, the pilot light of my body changes from a rather inoffensive flicker, dull and cold, into a heat so terrifying that within its crucible, gold ingots could be forged. This incandescent transfer takes place around September, the month that the festive digit starts beckoning with smug, incipient and ill-timed vigour. Whilst the red light next to the tabernacle signifies the presence of Christ, the aggrieved solar flares ejaculating from my photosphere not only mirror my mood, but announce the appearance of a gaudily festooned Christmas behemoth with slavering maw and glitter-draped talons which keep you pinned down in abeyance, like Shaka Zulu's infamous horns of the buffalo until the 6th of January and the arrival of the Magi, prompting a return to normality. Orange-suited men scale lampposts, adorning each with plastic Santas which coruscate without let-up, reindeer with alcoholic proboscises, and robins with bulging equators. Pine trees that have been growing in silent abandon in forests around Nordic fjords are suddenly sliced from their roots to be transported to town squares and garden centres. There they wait to be admired and bought, or ridiculed and shunned by mitten-fingered families keen to cement the whole event with specious enthusiasm. Brass bands pop up on street corners like those gophers you bash with mallets at fun fairs. Threadbare asses' costumes and blue wimples are retrieved from the store cupboards of thousands of primary schools to be placed around the emaciated frames of five-year-olds, while proud parents weep with joy for their little cherubs mumbling incoherently on stages bright and startling. Postmen are given their boxes of wine, cash, Tesco vouchers and cake for doing precisely the same round they've done all year by the habitually parsimonious curtain twitchers to whom they deliver. God comes out of retirement again and opens his door to a flock which more than quintuples in size from the usual scatter of pew fodder that attend throughout the year, an attendance which is steeped with a more honest faith and conviction, unlike the heretical throngs which mark like serried ranks towards free wine and biscuits, a glimmer of enlightenment and a nod towards the meaning behind the receipt of power saws, Tiny Tears dolls and amphibious landing craft. Here I make the assumption that giving, receiving, and praying are inextricably linked under the same banner. They are, of course, not, and are advancing evanescently, in its purest sense at least, towards an abyss, along with the elderly, CD Walkmans, sentences that begin with, "So I was like," and Nick Griffin. Remember him? Who am I, though, with proclivities that would make Paris Hilton blush to talk? Or indeed the annually taciturn and reserved individuals who enjoy modest holidays, occasional three-star restaurants, and come the weekend become drunk out of their reason on cooking sherry. They, like me, are squirming like larvae at the prospect of feigning smiles at gambling merrymakers who seem to relish joining those queues that curl like fire around chrome barriers in department stores to purchase a dangerous-looking piece of plastic disguised as a 40-pound toy. I have no intention of crowbarring the sides of my mouth into a smile just because this is Christmas. I smile throughout the year, but I suppose I may raise it a little if given a bottle of gin and the Christmas care line. And yes, the time for caring for elderly relatives, the infirm, and the homeless is upon us. Why is it that the loneliness of pensioners and the needy only comes to the fray with such bombastic frenzy now? Everybody in the country is told that they are enjoying themselves too much, what with the myriad of advertising campaigns, literary articles and governmental pleas, asking to be more empathetic with the plight of others. But are we not also encouraged to accept that a fissure of discomfort runs deep under our surfaces, which should stop enjoyment just for a moment's reflection? If nothing else, would this suffice? We are all concomitant in this, and care, be it for reward or otherwise, should be given throughout the year and not just when highlighted. Alas, we need it highlighting, and that, as a majority, is our failing. Although is it our fault? You may also ask, if the dormant strings of your heart remain unplucked throughout the year, then why should a note resound from them now? What I must remember, or at any rate what I must drum into my miserable cranium, is the complete disassociation between religion and the high street. This is a choice that leaves me with a great deal of consternation, particularly when I know that I'm lying. Nobody is ruining the message of Christmas, least of all retailers, and nobody is belittling the religious zeal proffered to us each year. It is our own judgment we must confide in. Are we in or out? Let people enjoy, relish, and celebrate how they may in this inescapable period, and be thankful that there are a few weeks of the year where, if we try, we can enhance every individual regardless of colour or belief, and let the grey, for a time, take a back seat. This is, I stress most fervently, only the tip of a very red and Santa Claus-shaped iceberg which continually bobs beneath the surface like a malign festive leviathan, forever excoriating apostates and encouraging the continuum of lonely sinecures to which we are all prone from time to time, and on occasion endure. I must away now and allow sleep, like an overpowering mugger in the dark alley of the subconscious, to take hold and demand dreams with menaces. But failing this, the Christmas care line is always open. Night-night.
Faces at the Window.com